Good afternoon, everybody. I got a request to give a 10-minute halacha share on a topic that's not really a typical 10-minute halacha kind of topic, but it came up recently in the daf, and anything that comes up recently in the daf gets precedence. So the topic is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And I'm not even going to translate the term right now, because that's part of the topic, is to see, figure out what the term actually means. Now, to give a halacha share on Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is like giving a halacha share on Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, meaning it's not really a halacha, it's a principle that governs many areas of halacha. But let's talk a little bit about Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. It came up in Pesachim Daf Samaches. It happens to be the first place I looked was my brother's sefer. My brother wrote a sefer called Nasiach B'Chukecha, two volumes thus far, about Klalei HaMitzvos, and he does not have a chapter on Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, though he does discuss it in his chapter on Zrizim Makdim and LeMitzvos, because it's a very similar kind of a principle. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is not just a hashkafic concept that encourages a certain excitement for mitzvos, it has a real halachic implication, significant halachic implications, would permit doing things that would otherwise be considered usher to do. So let's go through the places in Chazal where this comes up. There are three places in Shas that I'm aware of where the principle of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita comes up. Number one is Psachim Samaches and Beis, and the same Gemara appears in Menachos Tafayin Beis, where it tells us Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bo Re'ei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Come take a look how precious a mitzvah is, how beloved a mitzvah is when it's done on time. Shari Hector Chalav Mevar Mubdar M'Ksherim Kol Laila. If you have karbanos that were brought on Shabbos, you could burn the fats for those karbanos all night long, even after Shabbos is over. And Ve'im Nantinu LeMatchetech Shach. Yet, since it's preferable to burn it during the daytime, we're Mechal Shabbos to burn them during the daytime, because we're willing to be Mechal Shabbos in order to do the mitzvah on time rather than to delay the mitzvah until after Shabbos. Another case where it comes up is later in Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Hei, Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Eisvei Kavod Yom V'Kavod Laila Kavod Yom Kodim. There is a halacha that when it comes to Shabbos, and let's say you bought from the bakery your favorite dessert of all time for this Shabbos. So when should I have this dessert? Should I have it on my Friday night meal, or should I have it on my Shabbos day meal? So when should I, you know, over COVID, when there's not as much company, and there aren't so many simchas to run to, so like the Shabbos Seudos and what food you have exactly has taken on increased importance. So you figure out, you know, should the dessert be Friday night dessert, or should it be a Shabbos day dessert? Kavod Yom Kodem. Now Kavod Yom is more important than Kavod Laila. So if you only have one kos, Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom, Mimnesha Kiddush Hayom Kodem LeKavod Yom. V'im Iso L'Shafke Al D'Machar V'Lav V'Beitarte. Well, why don't you just leave it till the next day, and then you can do both? Amalei Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Then no, even though you have only one kos, you don't save it for Shabbos day. You say Kiddush on Friday night, because the best time to say the Kiddush Midah Raisa is at night. So Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So even though Kavod Yom is better than Kavod Laila, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita outweighs that, and you would use the one kos for Kiddush on Friday night. And then the third place where this appears is Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, when the same Gemara appears in Chulin Dafnun and Dalid. That Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Bo Rei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Sharei Mipnei Omdim Mibrei Talmidei Chacham Ein Omdim. That if you're in the middle of doing work, in the middle of your work day, and a Talmid Chacham walks in, you do not have to stand up, because it will distract from your work. You're being paid by the hour. You're being paid to work. You're not being paid to show kavod to Talmidei Chachamim. But if Mevi'ei Bikurim walk by, people who are doing the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, you stand up in the middle of your workday for the Mevi'ei Bikurim. Why? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, how beloved it is when a mitzvah is done on time. Then there are two places in the Medrash where the Medrash brings this inyan of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Number one is in Taras Kohanim, and the Medrash says that if somebody's chayiv a carbon olive yored and he's currently poor, he brings the Asira Sa'efa, the cheapest carbon, and he doesn't say, well, wait a second, I might strike it big. I just bought a whole bunch of GameStop stock, and maybe I'll get really rich. Secret, you won't. But maybe I'll get really rich, and then I'll be able to afford a more expensive carbon. No, bring the carbon basher usham right now, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Don't wait till you get rich and you bring kisva seira. The Medrash also says if somebody's obligated to pay his erech, his current his value is value is assigned value in the Torah. But he's currently poor, so the bare minimum of any erech payment is a sela. So if you can't afford your real erech payment that you owe, you have to pay a sela. So do you say, so let him wait till he makes more money? No, pay a seller right now, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So we do find in these five places in Chazal, there may be more, but these are the ones that I'm aware of, that we have this principle of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And in poskim, it's also quoted. The Taznar Chaim in Simkuf Ches, Si'if Katan Yud, says that that's the reason that when you have to do a tefilas tashlumin, you first say the Shmon Esrei of the current man, and then you say the Mishmon Esrei. I mean, if I miss mincha today, and I got to daven a double mariv, my first Shmona Esrei is going to be mariv. The second Shmona Esrei is going to be the makeup for mincha. Why? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The more precious mitzvah is the one that's current. So that's the one that comes first. Also, the Gilead Marshar of Shlema Eger in Yardea Simre Samach quotes a Chuvis Yad Eliyahu in Simon Mem Aleph, that if you have two babies who both need a bris mila, and one is a mila bismana, and the other one is a mila shalab bismana, meaning one of them was born exactly a week ago, the other one was born a few weeks ago, but was sick or whatever, you first do the mila bismana. Why? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Gimel argues that no, you should do the mila shalab bismana first, because each moment that passes without his having a bris is an iser. So we do see in Poskim that this principle is brought up as well. The big question about chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is, why do I need such a principle called chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Don't I already have a principle called, a much more famous principle called zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs? So I remember listening to Rav Asher Weiss many years ago. He was talking about the many svarim that he had written at that time. At that time it was less than 10, I think. Now he's written, I don't know, 50. I don't know how many svarim he has, but it's probably changed since the beginning of this year. So I remember he said that you have so many shtiklach Torah. Sometimes he gave a mashal. He said, you know, sometimes parents, of course, they love all of their children. Every parent loves all of their children. But sometimes there's that one child that's just the apple of your eye, that just, you know, is that one child that you just have that special connection with. He said, you know, it's the same with you with your divrei Torah. He said, you know, I love all of the pieces of Torah that I've been zocha to write, but there's one that's just like the apple of my eye. And he referred to this one, where he discusses in Minchas Asher and Parshas Vayera about the difference between a number of principles in halacha that sound similar. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, zrizin makdim l'mitzvahs, and he has a few others that are similar also about getting a mitzvah abal yada ayach mitzena, you know, mitzvahs that in yanim about not delaying a mitzvah. So my brother points out in his sefer, in the Siach B'chukecha, that if you look at, so again, the question is, in what way is this different than zrizin makdim l'mitzvahs? Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, any different than zrizin makdim l'mitzvahs? So my brother points out in his chapter on zrizin makdim l'mitzvahs that if you look in the Rosh Bam, in Psachim Kufayim and Beis, the Rosh Bam says in the context of saying Kiddush as soon as Shabbos starts, you know why you want to say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos starts? The Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita Uzriza Makdim L'Mitzvahs, which makes it sound like it's the same concept, that it just flows one right into the other. So Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher on Bereshis, Madura Tinyana, in the newest version on Bereshis, and Simon Lamed Hei, I don't know what Simon it is in the old versions, points out that they can't possibly be the same concept, because the Gemara Menachos has a Havamina that even when you can do Ketziras HaOmer on Erev Shabbos, you should specifically do it on Shabbos because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And that's a case of delaying the mitzvah on account of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that the more ideal time is later. So you see, it's clearly not the same as Rizos. Rizos means to do things as early as possible. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita means to do things in the perfect time to do them. So therefore, both my brother and Rav Asher Weiss Shlita explain that Zrizin is when you have an ideal time frame within which to do the mitzvah, you should do it as early on within that time frame as possible. Whereas Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is that when there's an ideal time frame, whether that be earlier or later, and then there's a second less ideal time frame, like burning the Chalav Menevarim Bayom versus a different time frame, burning them at night, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita says to do it within the more ideal time frame, which is usually the earlier one. So in that context, saying Kiddush early on Friday night is both, because it can also be done during the day. So Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita says, no, don't take the daytime frame, do it during the night time frame, but it also is an inyan of zrizin. When during the night should I say the Kiddush? As early on in the night as you possibly can, because of zrizin makdim in the mitzvos. So when the Gemara says that saying Havdalah early is part of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so how does that fit then? The Gemara says that in Arvi Psachim, that if you say Havdalah early before you eat, that's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. But after you eat later in the night, it's not Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. But I thought it's only about two separate time frames. So what you have to say, my brother points out, is that eating splits the time frames. Meaning when you eat, eating is something that makes the time after you eat a secondary time frame with regard to havdalos. That's the difference between Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs and Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Now, is Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita Dochi Isurim? So the case of burning the fats of the carbon on Shabbos demonstrates that Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita is even Dochi Chil Shabbos in that one context. And there are other examples as well. There's a Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak, Simen Yudalit, Anaf Gimel, says that when doing a Mila B'Shabbos, we never require Shnayim Shatsu'ua. Why don't you just get a team of Moelim instead of one Moel, and then it will only be in the Nisut Rabbanan, right? Get two people to do it together. So says the Be'er Yitzchak, you know where you run, right? When you have Hatzalah guys, and it's not time is of the essence kind of situation, but it's Pikuach Nefesh, and they need to get into the car, so what do we recommend? That the two of them turn the ignition together. Why? What does that do? It's Shnayim Shatsu'ua. So it makes it a Din Drabanan, right? It makes it a Nisid Drabanan, not a Nisid Doraisa. So why don't you do the same thing every time you do a Mila on Shabbos? I would think practically that's hard to do. You have two Molim holding the knife. I don't know. I'd be a little nervous if I was the parent if there were two. But anyway, so why do we not do that? So says Ber Yitzchak, because it will be a delay. It will take longer. And Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. So apparently, even though it's going to be a more serious violation of Shabbos, the Ramban in Shabbos Chavdal Ramanal says that when we say Atzei is Dochalo, Asay, even if the assay could be done tomorrow without having to be docha los assay, you're still allowed to be docha the lav today because chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. So you do see that it even goes up against other isurim. And there are even other halachic considerations that it may go up against. For example, mitzvah min amuvchar, the Magen Avraham in Simon Chav Hei, says that if you don't have a talus available right now, and you do have tefillin available, you should put on the tefillin without waiting for a talus, because chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. However, the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph, Simon Amdalit, says, no, you only do the mitzvah less min amuvchar in its right time, if the delay is going to risk losing the mitzvah entirely. So Shlosh Yaakov there explains that the reason we don't delay the karbanos in waiting to become wealthy is that in the case of the medrash that we mentioned before, by Nolav Yori, it is that becoming wealthy is not shchiach, so it's not like a safe bet. You don't know that that's ever really going to happen. And then there's also in Dine Kedima, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, the Shach in Yerdeah, Simen Shin Hei, Siv Katin Yud Beis, quotes a Tshuvas Ra'anach in Simen Ayin Tes, that if a baby was ill and didn't have a bris until the day of his pidyon aben. So now you have on the same day to do a bris and a pidyon. The bris should be done first because the bris represents his entrance into the religion, and without that, there is no mitzvah of pidyon. So that's based on the medrash that it's a mashal lemelech basar adam shenichlas medina. A melech comes to a medina, amar la avadav gazra aleim gzeros, and his avadim encourage him, make gzeros, make rules for these people. Amar lem lav kishi kablus malchusai egzra aleim gzeros, shem malchusai lo yikablu gzeros aleim. No, first I have to have them be makabel my malchus. If they're not going to be makabel my malchus, then what good are the gzeros? So that's the mashal that the Shach quotes from the Tshuvas Ranach. However, the Yad Eliyahu, in Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, Simon and Dalit, he asks that the principle of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita should dictate that the Pidyon HaBen should come first, because the Pidyon HaBen, that's today's mitzvah. So the Chidah in Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, Chelek Aleph, Simon Laman Aleph, answers that you're not really sacrificing the Mitzvah B'Shaita of Pidyon HaBen by doing the bris first. Remember, Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita just means you're doing it within that time frame. So as long as you're going to do it on the right day, I don't care that you're doing it a little bit later in the day, so you do the bris milah first. Aside from that, the Tshuvas Chaim Sofer in Yerdeah Simen Shin gives two more reasons to do the milah first. He says, again, the case is that the baby didn't have a milah yet and it's already time for the pinyan aben. So he says, first of all, the original entrance into the bris was through milah, just like every ger needs to have a milah. So it makes sense to do a milah before you move on to other mitzvahs, because that's how you define yourself as a Jew. Milah came before receiving the rest of the mitzvahs that are Sinai. And second of all, there's a specific inyan to do a pinyan aben when a child is already gemalt, meaning it's a better pidyon haben on a mauled baby than when it's on a non-mauled baby. Because before Hashem saved the Bechor Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they had to have a milah to do a Karban Pesach. So the enhancement of the hidur of a pidyon haben with a circumcised baby would outweigh any potential enhancement of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So that is part of this all-encompassing encompassing, broad topic of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, which again talks to the idea that mitzvos are supposed to be things that we are excited about, and that we are that we do with great alacrity, and that we pay attention to right away, and we don't procrastinate in our performance of mitzvos, that it's something that we want to do as soon as we possibly are able to do the mitzvah, and we always want to do them in the best possible way. Everyone have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Example with Kiddush. Friday night you can make Kiddush over bread, and for Shabbos morning you can.
Yeah, yeah. So there are a lot of other factors that come into play over there. That is true. But Shabbos day you could use Chamar Medina, right? Friday night you don't use Chamar Medina, you'd use bread. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.